Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Medical cannabis and the potential treatment for seizures, disorders, epilepsy, pain. There's all kinds of potential indications here. My guest is David Wright. He's the co-founder of AltMed, a website that claims they are really the real science behind medical cannabis. He currently serves as their CEO and president. David Wright, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk. One of your buddies there at AltMed, Michael, I think it's Smolin, I hope I'm saying his last name right, has an interesting story about his daughter, who I think suffered from epilepsy, and he has an interesting story. Can you tell us a little bit about him and what he went through with his daughter?
Sure. We're a medical cannabis company, and we got started kind of in a funny way. It's Mike had seen the Dr. Gupta videos, weed, and Mike had a daughter that had a grand mal seizure while sitting in his lap, and rushed to the hospital and didn't think she was going to make it. She did, and then for a number of years was on pharmaceuticals. And at the time, she was in a special school. They thought that, you know, she was not going to be able to live a normal life. And finally, Mike got fed up with the pharmaceuticals and went to the neurologist and said, run an EKG, let's see where she is, let's take her off the pharmaceuticals. And they did. And Kayla today is a student, star soccer
awesome.
Player, and is living a totally normal life. And Mike said it, you know, when he saw Sanjay Gupta's video, you know, I wished I had something like this when Kayla was sick. And consequently started looking into it. And so here in Florida, we've set up a company to produce product in a very scientific and pharmaceutical-like manner for these patients.
Well, let's talk about then the indications. So when people hear medical cannabis, I think, David, most people assume you're talking about pain management, which is one of the indications. But isn't the research showing that it goes so much beyond just pain and even seizure disorders? I mean, what are the indications for medical cannabis?
Oh, they're far-reaching. From a disease perspective, MS, Lou Gehrig's, Parkinson, cancer, diseases are associated with like eating disorders, with nausea in for people on chemotherapy who can't eat, wasting syndrome and HIV. It has been shown to have antispasmodic effects, antibacterial effects, analgesic effects, immunosuppressive effects, anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay.
It's very wide-ranging. The plant itself has two main chemicals in it. One is called CBD and the other is called THC. THC is the psychoactive part of the plant. But there seems to be a need for the whole plant. When you try and make a pharmaceutical product, a pure chemistry product out of it, you appear to lose some of the benefits. There's something that's been called the entourage effect, that it appears that the whole plant works better than the individual chemicals from the plant.
So your medical cannabis company, what type of product are you producing? Are you producing the plant that people will smoke, or is this in capsule form, or, you know, how are you presenting it to people?
Well, being as Amendment 2 hasn't passed yet, and we don't have a license. We're not producing anything at this time, just to be clear. We are setting up to grow a number of different strains, including high CBD, low THC strains. We will produce oils from that. We will produce a spray that can be sprayed. We will have a gum that can be chewed. We will have bud, assuming the Amendment 2 passes here in Florida and the law allows the smoking of it. Although the smoking of it for medicine is becoming least popular as other forms of it are available. In Colorado today, almost 50% of the medical marijuana is in forms other than smoking.
When you produce these products, David, are you having to follow the same standard, and I assume you are, right, of quality production that the pharmaceutical companies have to follow with their pills? It's called you have your good manufacturing standard, but then you have the
right.
Pharmaceutical standard. I mean, are you held to that level?
We are not. However, we're going to hold ourselves at that level. Our grow is going to be GMP type with, gown in facilities. You'll come into the facility. These are the people who are growing the plant. They will have to shower. They will have to gown up in Tyvek gowns and hats and booties. They'll wear gloves while working on the plants. So it will all the air is controlled air. It's all HEPA filtered in. And then we will have our own laboratory, which we will test products not only for their level of CBD and THC, but we'll test for mold, mildew, bacteria. There will be no pesticides used, but we will test for it anyway because this is all going to be grown what's called veganically, which is a step up from organic. So
let's talk about just quickly though, David, about the high CBD, low THC. In medicine and in supplements, I've been in the industry for a long time. I talk a lot about standardization. Is there a certain standard level of CBD that you're trying to reach that's been shown to be most beneficial in the research, say for something like epilepsy or something?
The research that's been done and the data that's out there is unfortunately anecdotal. There is, though, a general accepted level of, most of these patients, about 100 milligrams a day is what they take of high CBD. There's some research going on in Arizona now boosting this dosage up to 200 milligrams a day. That's not available yet. One of the problems in this industry is that it's just coming out of the closet, so to speak. And with it being a Schedule I drug in the U.S., research has been limited because it is considered federally illegal. Our company has set up a foundation for research, which is a separate entity. It's a stand on its own foundation for doing research, which needs to be done because there's a lot that needs to be done.
So what, real quick, we got about 45 seconds left, David. What's your website? And you give us the URL and tell us just real quickly about what your mission is.
The website is altmed.co. And our mission is to produce pharmaceutical standard cannabis products for the patients who need it.
So that's altmed.co. His name is David Wright. If you want to learn a little bit more about medical cannabis, you can go check out the site, learn about some of the indications and where some of the research is. David, thank you so much for coming on. That's altmed.co. This is Healthy Talk on RadioMD.com. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.